This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1355. What is IELTS Life Skills?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you need to take the IELTS Life Skills exam or IELTS UKVI? Or maybe you just need regular IELTS? Today we'll break these down so you can make sure that you take the right IELTS exam on test day.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great, Jessica. I'm excited to dive into some specialized IELTS tests today because you listeners out there, you might not know exactly which exam you should be taking. There are a few different options.
And honestly, like, I don't think all examiners even know that there are these different IELTS tests. So today, guys, we're going to talk about what IELTS Life Skills is. What is that exam? We're going to explain that today, guys. And it might be surprising for you.
Yes, exactly. We got a really good question about this. And we want to make sure that you guys don't take the wrong exam. Some are more expensive. Some are a little more specific why you would need to take it. And you could Google and find yourself in a rabbit hole of details and still not feel like you're sure which one to take.
Yeah, because even if you go onto IELTS.org, it's not clear. It's just like, if you ask Google, I want to immigrate to the UK, what IELTS test should I take? Like, it's not going to give you a clear answer, even on IELTS.org. It's just like, you can take UKVI Academic or you can take Life Skills, but it doesn't tell you exactly like an easy answer there. You have to put in the research.
Right, exactly. So I'll read this question here and then we'll dive in. The student's name is Wala. My name is Wala. I just did my IELTS Life Skills B1 English test with the British Council. Mm-hmm. I speak fluently. My speaking was very good. I only made one mistake in one of the listening questions because I wasn't focused, but I answered the second listening question correctly. I can't stop thinking about whether the examiner will make me fail because of that one mistake. Wow. I'm sure I did excellent in speaking, but I wanted to check if they will make me fail the test because of one listening mistake. As an examiner, I would really appreciate you giving me any information, maybe about if possibly they will make me fail the test because of that mistake. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome stressful. Question. Yeah, super stressful. Because as we're going to get into, people take these life skills exams because they need certain kinds of visas, usually like a family visa. And it's not scored. You know, like, it's not scored like the normal IELTS test. You don't get a certain number of points. You either pass or you fail. It's not like you say, oh, I got a band 6, I got a band 8. No, there's no band scores. It's either pass or fail. So if you, Wala, if you made one mistake, no, you're not going to fail because of one mistake, right?
Yes, which that's good to know, right? These are stressful because they're high stakes exams. They're usually for someone who's planning to immigrate. And if you fail, that might be quite a process to have to take the test again, apply again. And their time constraints are on the line, right? If you have, you know, your dates for starting a job in a new country, this is a big deal. These are definitely stressful situations. So that's at least good to know. Like, one listening error is not going to cause you to fail the entire exam.
Yeah, for sure. So IELTS Life Skills, guys, it's a completely different exam, okay? We did do an episode about IELTS UKVI, which is it's the same as normal IELTS, right? With a couple important differences. So go back and listen to IELTS Energy 997. That's where we talk about IELTS UKVI. So that's another exam, right? It also has academic or general, because it does mirror exactly the normal quote unquote IELTS exam, right? It's just more secure. It's more expensive. So go back and listen to that episode 997, guys. Now, today we're talking about life skills, as we said, and this is a completely different exam. Even the examiners that run life skills, they have to have totally different training than normal examiners. It's not even like a normal IELTS test in any way.
Yes, it's very different. It is for a person who needs to prove their English speaking and listening ability as part of a UK visa and immigration application. So it's very specific. Don't just go out and say, I'm going to take life skills instead of IELTS, because it very likely will not qualify for what you need if someone has told you that you need to take IELTS.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, guys. So let's get in a little bit to like who exactly will need this test, and then we'll tell you what is on the exam. All right. So it's only for specific kinds of UK visas, right? Not all UK visas. So you have to know if you need UKVI or life skills, okay? So the people that normally take life skills, there are three different levels of life skills. So if you're doing the A1, right, the highest level of the IELTS life skills exam, this is for a visa for if you are in the family of a person who's already settled in the UK. So you're a family member of someone who likely has permanent residency, okay? Now, the level below that, A2, life skills A2, this is also for the family member, and it's usually for a spouse or partner, so a very close family member. And then B1, that's the third option, the one that Walla took. This is not exactly for family, but you are seeking to get citizenship in the future. Okay, you want permission to stay in the UK. So again, that language is pretty vague, right? So you are going to have to talk to the UK government, right? The people issuing you your visa, they will tell you exactly which IELTS exam to take.
Yes, and it is very different from IELTS. It is designed to assess whether you can listen and respond, make your meaning clear, basically whether you can have a conversation with other people. You'll be expected to take part in short discussions about everyday subjects.
Yeah.
So this is very different, where you're not having to write these complicated exams or these essays. Right. And the reading test isn't there at all. The listening and speaking will look very different than it does on IELTS.
It's completely different. All it is, you are in a room with an examiner and another candidate, and you have to talk about topics the examiner provides. The examiner will provide like daily topics, you know, grocery shopping, blah, blah, blah. There'll be like conversation prompts. And then you have to talk to this other candidate. You have to show that you can have a conversation with this other candidate. So in this situation, you are using your listening and speaking skills. So that's all that's tested. There's no writing. There's no reading. There's no traditional like sit down and listen to four sections of listening. It's not like that. It's just conversation based. You, another candidate, and an examiner in a room.
I think the thing that would be the most challenging about this exam is you don't know who this other candidate is, what accent they will have.
Yeah.
So that's the trickiest. Whereas the listening audio for IELTS will be an accent from someone from an English-speaking country, maybe England or Australia. But this could be anyone. So you'll need to practice quite a bit listening to English from a variety of different accents so that you can understand who this other candidate is.
That's a very good point. Yeah, the preparation for this, guys, is, of course, it's going to be unique because life skills is unique. This isn't like the other IELTS exams. So you're not going to take a normal IELTS prep course like Three Keys IELTS, right? This is, it's purely speaking and listening, conversation-based, live in person, right? So that's what you need to mimic in your preparation, all right? So to prepare for this, like Aubrey said, number one, get used to different accents because you have to be ready for the other candidate. You don't know where they're from, right? So you have to be ready to understand them. So that's the challenge of the listening portion. And then for speaking, just look up conversation starters. If you can find a list of life skills questions, use that for sure. But there are not a lot of resources on this exam because it is so unique to certain kinds of UK visas, right? It's not like it's a worldwide test. Yeah, you can find lists of questions, but otherwise you can just Google conversation starters and those will be enough for you to prepare.
And then like we mentioned, it's scored very differently from IELTS. You're not getting like a band score. Instead, you receive either a pass or fail result.
Yeah.
So I can see how, you know, this listener who wrote in, that is a little more stressful thinking about like, well, what will make me fail? What can help me pass? It might not be quite as clear as a scoring system that's defined quite a bit more to help you know which band you will get.
Right.
This can be a little more stressful. So that's something to also do your research about, be really clear on what causes a pass or a fail so
Definitely.
That you can feel really prepared and confident on test day.
Exactly. All right, guys. So that is all you need to know about IELTS life skills. Go ahead and send us your IELTS questions, support@allearsenglish.com. And hopefully we can build a future episode around your questions. So again, email us, guys, support@allearsenglish.com. And on Friday, Aubrey and I will be back with a more IELTS focused episode. Because as we said, life skills is not even like IELTS. It is totally different. So we'll be back on Friday.
Awesome.
With another IELTS episode. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
See you Friday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.